Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sir Elton, ladies and gentlemen, bring this back. My
favorite. Yvonne wears his war wound like a crown. It calls his child Jesus.
That's his first song from the Wayback Machine. First one in America, anyway. One of the classics. Welcome back, 17 Tale. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. One for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Borg, member of our Brain Trust, the president of Tom Borg Consulting, speaker, trainer, author. His book, upcoming book, True Small Business Brilliance, is coming out this summer, right, Tom?
That's right. We've got that coming up.
So we expect you to launch that on the show, by the way.
Well, I'd love to.
Someone need to get a copy of it so we can do that. We're talking about trust. And, folks, you know, trust is not just being honest. There's you know, everybody thinks trust, there's not a difference between trust and being trustworthy. Trustworthy is where, you know, you believe I'm going to tell the truth, that kind of thing, Tom. Mm-hmm. Trust is bigger than that, isn't it? It's broader than that. It fills in the little cracks in all the relationships, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's actually, you're creating an environment of trust within your organization. When you can do that, that's, I think, when you're on your way to really building a successful business.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly, and it's at every level, right? It's inside the four walls and outside the four walls.
Absolutely. You know, what goes around comes around.
Right. So talk to us about a couple, you've got a couple of other barriers to trust.
Mm-hmm.
That you...
Well, one of them is, I call it the emperor has no clothes syndrome. Now, what I mean by that is oftentimes a business owner will have a way of presenting his or her ideas, and oftentimes people in the organization aren't willing to challenge that. They're not willing to tell him or her that, hey, you know what, I think you're all wet. I think what you're discussing here or what you're telling us is not accurate. So what happens, people just let that person go about their mm-hmm. merry way, and they end up following them down the wrong path.
You know, you hear, one example is politicians who will do things that are unbelievably stupid, and people say, what are the people around that person telling them? Are they just nodding and saying, oh, yes, great one, you know, you're so smart, of course this will work. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have a relationship with people. I call them, you know, a friend of mine calls them, Noah St. John calls them loving mirrors. People who love you enough to tell you the truth.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's critical, because if you're not, I love that one saying that's out there. When two people in business always agree, one of them isn't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Which simply means that no one's mm-hmm. right all the time, and they need some honest feedback. And if we can encourage that from our employees, our managers, we're going to be on a better, straighter path towards success in our business. Because let's face it, there's a lot of wrong turns we make. We need to be able to stay focused towards the goal.
There's a handy power question that I've encouraged people to use for a long, long time, and that I use all the time, and it's what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And I might say, how about that? Mm-hmm. I'll just say what, you know, some other, whatever way of getting to eliciting somebody to tell me that it works for them or it doesn't work for them. You know, but if you say, what do you think, mm-hmm. you're asking them to open up.
Yes. You're telling them that you trust them, that you're willing to listen to their ideas. Great idea. Yeah.
Right.
Those are the kinds of things that make a small business great, when they're able to reach out to one of the most valuable resources, obviously, their people. That's what they're putting, where they're putting the most money anyhow, huh?
Right.
We can do that. We're on our
right.
way, I think.
Right. All right, what's another barrier?
Another barrier is just plain old company gossip. It happens in every company where people just sit around and chat about the things that are...
But gossip is so much fun, Tom.
Oh, it's fun, but it's not very profitable. Maybe kind of a form of recreation, I think, in some of these. Well, but every company I've worked with has got
it. It can be hateful entertainment, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like, you know, someone once said, intelligent people talk about ideas, small people talk about other people.
Nice way of putting that.
And when I hear people talking about other people, I disengage. Because I don't want to be part of that. For one thing, I'm afraid it might get around to talking about me. I don't want that to happen.
You know, you're absolutely right. If they're saying things about these other people, you can imagine what they're saying about you when you're not there.
Yeah. I don't want that at all. But no, if you hear gossip, you know, just disengage and change. Mm-hmm. When I hear people talk about other people like that, I change the subject.
Yes. Great way to handle it.
For one thing, I don't want to know about that much about people. It's the reason why I'm making a confession here, Tom. Mm-hmm. I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook because I don't want to know that much about you, Tom. I love you, but I don't want to know that much about you.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I don't need to know. I don't need to know every time your dog plays a trick or something. You know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I think that's where a business owner, Jim, can stem some of this company gossip by getting information out as quickly as possible. If there's a rumor within the company,
right. Just
get it out on the table. Say, here's what happened. Here's how we're going to approach it and go from there. But not just kind of shove it under the table. But you got to be communicative.
That's a good point. Yeah, if you lose a customer, if there's something happens that would naturally put any company in jeopardy, get the folks together and say, hey, guys, we lost a customer. You know, not the first time. We'll lose it. We'll lose another one one day. Let's just. And sometimes you might have to take tough steps.
That's right.
But just be honest with people. Be truthful with them. That makes a big difference. Yeah. More to come after these messages with Tom Borg. Tom, give us a website quickly, please.
That's www.tomborgconsulting.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.